Okay, I'm opening the microphones, the telephones, all the phones are being opened. As I say, a very good evening to the team, the mad team, Queen and the PC Brooms. Good evening.
Yes, good evening, King. Good evening, Barbados, and welcome to a beautiful, full moony Tuesday.
Oh,
perfect evening. Bad love.
A full moon.
Good evening, everybody.
Hello, Queen.
Yes, please.
Wait, where are you going for the moonlight? Are you enjoying the moonlight?
Not really. I don't try to see what's going on. How's school keeping ready? I don't be interested in moonlight and eclipse and all that kind of thing. You know, that's an eclipse, basically. I don't know how people go so talk. I want to get to see the stars and eclipse. I tell you, not me. There's got all kind of eclipses that they go off. So you don't have anything
in
that
as well. It's not romantic at all, Ken, man.
Not romantic at all. Man, tonight is full moon. The moon will be real pretty. You go and enjoy it. Drink a glass of wine.
Yeah.
Get a glass of Merlot. Night. Get some Merlot, man. Some red wine. You know?
Merlot? Okay, that's a wine, I guess.
My.
I didn't know what that was. But it sounds like.
Oh, yeah, I'm Sam Home at me. I don't be interested in nothing, so I'm eclipse and
more
like that. To me, that is
mouthy foolish. It puts you in a romantic mood.
Oh, the outside of the romance, my students are all kind of people players. Oh, my students, my wife. Time to dinner with the candlelight. I'm drinking a food, I tell you.
Don't listen to the queen. Queen just miserable tonight, man.
I say don't be interested in that, so.
You're all right. Okay.
Talk to me, man. Let's wish you a good evening. Come in, man.
Yes, Queen. Wait, you said you're going? You're going for the Merlot?
I'm going for the Merlot.
Go talk to me, Queen, man. What are we talking about tonight? What's the discussion is tonight with the listeners?
Well, the discussion tonight is a funny little situation here. I was able, in discussing it with people today, somebody put me up on something else that I can introduce later on in the subject matter too.
Okay, nice.
That happened to one of their family as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but tonight's discussion is centered around this situation where this girl's sister, she married, you know, husband, he got a decent little job and thing, got a good little pepper.
Right.
You know, his whole setup good, everything good.
Right.
And she was a school teacher.
Uh-huh.
They got three children.
Okay.
So he encouraged her to give up the teaching job. To stay home with the children.
All right, nice. Yes, right. Housewife.
Housewife kind of thing.
Right.
And, you know, she look after the children, collect them from school, for the evening, carrying them ballet and piano classes and swimming classes.
Right, yeah.
Got the house looking nice. They got when they come home from school and everybody come on a nice home-cooked meal there.
Right.
You know, she got little time to do things in the house and things. Because when she was a teacher, you know, people feel that teacher work easy.
It's stressful, yeah. It's a
very stressful job.
Yep.
Right? And people thought, well, one teacher just get 8 weeks vacation one day, and then 4 weeks for Christmas, and 3 weeks for Easter, and then down work at 3 o'clock and all kind of thing. But she was saying, you know, he has been telling her, listen, you don't have to work.
Right.
I just handle a good dollar.
Right.
Instead of you coming home here for the evening and stressing yourself no more. Correct school books and papers and all kind of foolishness. You're spending the time with the children on that as well. Give up the stupid job.
Exactly.
Give up the job. I'll look after you.
Right. And then concentrate their studies for your own children.
For your own children. Rather than you here for the evening with 30 books, trying to read people handwriting and all kind of foolishness and bad spelling and things.
Yep.
Use that time to build our children.
Right.
Yeah, well, we ain't get up in the morning, you have to chuck with the breakfast and blah, 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 drop the ball to school, you come home and rest yourself, all that mean money at me, and things going good.
Right. Good.
Then she start talking with your family.
Oh, dear. I see it coming. Go ahead.
Because the family, the sister was at the house one time, and she heard the sister asking the husband, for $50 or something, so.
Uh-huh.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then another time she was there, she had she says to ask the husband for some kind of money to buy something like that.
Uh-huh.
So she says to Kelly, she listen,
mm-hmm.
I don't like that there for you, you know. This man mm-hmm. got you by the hook.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you want any money now, you go and get a he.
Yeah.
Or even if you go and let join the account, when you move money, he just know how you money, how much money you get in and all kind of things. So he know how much money you get in. Mm-hmm. If he give you $300 at the end of the week, or the end of the month, or $1,000 whatever, he know exactly how much money you got.
Yeah.
So anytime the bomb blow,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be left high and dry.
Yep.
If mm-hmm. anything happens sudden, or he go there for a little young girl, or little flimsy, or what it's called, and the bomb blow, you're in trouble. You should look to harbor a little money one side for yourself, just in case. Mm-hmm. You know, the women talk about vex money.
Yeah.
You go to the man, even though the man buy the lunch and the dinner thing, the women has got something pushed back in the pocket.
Yeah.
In case the man blow,
right.
They can get that same come back home.
Right, correct.
So the sister tell her, listen, lovey-dovey,
mm-hmm.
you should get little vex money for the son. You don't want to tell you nothing.
But yeah. So just in case things don't work out money.
Yeah, in case things don't work out, or you mm-hmm. ask your dad for money, and he foolish moves or whatever, you want something for him at that.
Correct.
And she say he's a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people and children take out there, so I know in COVID that behind time and thing,
yeah.
school work and thing, what you could do is do little online classes.
Right.
During mm-hmm. the afternoon or the daytime or for the evening, whatever you're doing.
Right.
And let the people make the direct down payment into your bank account. You know what, Bernard is? You can get a direct deposit to your account. Nobody ever come at the house with money like years ago.
True.
You know, people got your account number.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell the body, well, classes is $20 a day for your little child.
Mm-hmm.
$50 or $100 when the week come or won't go to job at work out. And you just put it in my bank account.
Right.
So she set up, she left a private bank account.
Mm-hmm.
And everything going good. But gently, it started to hit she.
Because
mm-hmm. the man said, yeah, she money again.
Yeah.
Right? He may got the barriers in between rubbles and everything. But the man said, yeah, and gently, it started to hit she.
Mm-hmm.
And she tells your sister, look, I'm feeling like tell my husband what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And the sister tells she, well, don't do that. Because if you do that now, all we can look bad.
Mm-hmm.
You can look bad.
Yeah,
but the son that all the body that tell you that me and my mother is the body that tell you so mm-hmm. this account and do things and it look bad for the whole family. So what you should do is just don't mention it at all. Even if you want to stop. What you're doing, stop, but don't mention it. But she still feel that even if she stopped, she can feel as though she deceived the husband.
Yeah.
Like doing these classes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the question now is, you know. Should she say something, or just stop and call it a day, and don't worry about nothing?
Oh. Hey, well, that was a funny one there. I mean, go on. She could have started, you know, by going to the husband first. I think that was what I feel. I mean, after the sister bring it up, you know, that she got money.
Right.
She should have carried that to the husband straight away, you know. So, like, look at, you know, I just looking to do, you know, I feel like I contribute more, you know? So.
And the man done say,
mm-hmm.
don't worry about nothing.
No, I mean, money ain't a problem, obviously, because the man providing everything. So money is no problem. He money is she money, right?
Right.
But still, you know, you're doing something. You're contributing to society some sort of way, you know? Like, you're valuable in some sort of house. So you want to do something, to prove your worth.
You tell her I added this little part that a couple of times he saw her online with a child or two doing classes.
Right.
And she said that she's just helping out one of her friend's children who just a little bit behind in class and she just helping him to bring you up to speed.
All right. So that would be guilt come in there now. That whole
thing. Right. So that would be guilt come now.
Because she basically lying there now.
Right.
She basically lying there now. Right, so she already stepping it, right? So it's now gonna ease back up the foot out of that mess. So I think the way to do that, you know, is just to I won't stop, you know, I would just talk to the husband first. Tell him, look, this is what we're planning to do, and that, I love that was a big lie before, but there's another smaller lie.
Damage control.
Damage control, as Kel said, damage control. You don't want to cut out right there, so well, you've been doing this sale for the longest time, and this is what war do.
Suppose the man is mad enough, because he's got 6 cents, and 7 cents, and 8 cents, and he said, listen, you know what? I feel you says this, who put you up to this, you know? But this ain't like you. You're telling another like there now?
That's where everything is starting falling apart, so I tell you start wrong, so I see there's a whole mess there, so I will try to ease on the foot first, though, because it can fall apart if she just comes straight out and admit what she's doing. You know, see what look bad, system look bad, the whole family look bad, and the whole mess.
I hear silently trying to figure out what on earth the sister had in the first place. Sister handwriting it in the first place.
She handwriting there, but you know.
At all. Keep your father, your mother, your sister, all these people out of your business. There's only we ain't gonna learn that, Nina. We ain't gonna learn that. As soon as you go and bring in your mother, your sister, and your father, and all these people, go on broadside. Keep these people out of your business. Look, I open the telephone. I can open the telephones line, man. 434-1790. Come. Let us see who is the first person and what this first person has to say. Come in, please. 434-1790. The lines are open, please. I will let you know.
But she had given up the job in the first place as a teacher. There are lots of people that let the job real bad.
But no, I mean, it was a good deal. I mean, I just said teaching is a stressful job, man. You know. Half of the people that will
Especially with these hard-headed little children that we got with the place.
Yes, there's got to deal with a lot.
Yeah, teaching is so
the opportunity to step away and raise children, and be call up family, because a lot of teachers, man, I just said, community, just left school, go home, more school work, you know, the marking up the 10 o'clock for the night.
10? You need to at 3 o'clock in the morning to mark in papers. Falling asleep on the desk and at home.
Exactly. And I don't get to see the children and things.
And no real time for the husband.
Correct.
No real time for the husband. Let us take our first call, okay? Good evening. Come in and talk to PC Brooms.
Hi, good night.
Hello there. Talk with PC Brooms and Queen.
PC Brooms and Queen. Now, this is my guest. I would not have given up my job in the first place because mine late to tell you to give up their job, but they're not giving up their job because this is what is happening, right? You just need something to make you feel, you know, a reason to be doing something, because when your children get older and everything, you're going to be both home, and you may even resent the fact that you give up your job. So I would not have been giving up my job in the first place, and then gonna be going to him like a little child any time. When they want to lay $50, I gotta go to him, and if he decides, you know. So I would have preferred to keep my job. So I was not doing that in the first place. Period.
I know people that give up the jobs to make the family, you know, make the household and thing run smooth and thing, and everything was good. Not because the other family didn't get it.
No. But listen to me, right, PC Brooms, the man would not know a job to stay home. They like to know that you're giving up yours to stay home, but then he ain't
going
to
give up. I'm not going to let the women neck turn this up on him, man.
Yeah, I agree with you. Don't let him turn around at all.
I'm
not going
to win this one tonight. No, she won't turn this up on him, man. That happened tonight at all.
No.
You won't turn up on him, man.
Listen.
The man
is a gentleman.
The man see the stress in you. See how hard you work.
Yes, the man saw the stress in you.
Care of.
The problem here is the first problem is the sister.
You got children at BBC, for instance. You got children in school at BBC College in Paris. Go and get the house. I call it a quiz. Call it for piano lessons or something. So. You know, understand? You got one child to collect from Port de Paris, one to collect from somewhere else.
And the next to collect from somewhere else.
For real.
Whole three little niggas to see after.
But listen, listen to me carefully, right? You know, right? That all that is when you and he green this. When he decide he want to go and get another woman, and all of that, now you ain't.
But you can't decide that this will happen. I mean, right? How many ways you say that? You mean the man has to go and get another one? You hear that the man tonight for the man? You understand? So you gotta come real good.
You're twisting this one tonight at all.
Let me get back on the point. I would not have given up.
All right, darling.
And listen, I think, to be honest, right? You know, y'all are being the sister, but the sister is looking out for her sister.
So what? You see that going?
Listen, I would have the sister when they see her going to her husband and asking for money. I would have been telling her the same thing. There ain't no wrong with her.
All the lights going, darling. All right, kiss yourself goodnight for us, sir. Thank you very much, dear.
All right.
Come in, please. Queen and PC Booth will take the calls. Go ahead.
Good night.
Hello. Man, I ain't know where that body going. Good evening.
Hi, good evening, Ken.
Good evening,
Queen. I'm PC
Booth. Good evening. Hi, good evening.
Yes. So I believe that the sister, first of all, she should not be
Excuse me, ma'am. Would you like to declare your identification? Are you your association, please?
This is
one of the luminaries, one of the brilliant people on Your Choice and Lyrical Interpretations. Yeah, one of the presenters.
Right, he's out. So the sister, first and foremost, should not be in the sister
in the
business.
First place.
It's a husband, wife, and children. Keep your nose out.
Oh.
All right?
Right.
That's one. Two, wisdom would dictate that if the gentleman is giving, the husband is giving the lady, let's say, $300-$400 a week, she doesn't have to spend all your whole little something, a little 51 cent, and you can save it. She doesn't have to do all. So she's part of the money goes into savings. I am sure he would even appreciate that.
Right.
Uh-huh. All right. So when something is not broken, you don't try to fix it. People are very happy in the marriage. Everything is going good. Nobody has to poke their nose in the people's business.
Exactly.
And you would agree that teaching is indeed a stressful job.
Yes, it is a stressful job. I mean, given the opportunity to have a gentleman take care of me and I stay at home with the children, I will do it 100 times over.
Okay, dear.
Did you see that, you know?
All right, Isa. Thank you. Come in, please. Come in. You are on the air 17 after 9. Turn off the radio.
Let me turn off this radio.
Turn it off. If it wouldn't turn off, pelt it outside.
Oh, I know the radio wrong.
Good night, PC Booms.
Good night.
Let me tell you, she start wrong and she gonna end wrong.
All right.
Love is a thing all dressed in black. When it wash, it don't look bad. She got a good job, a paying job. He might got one, but he gonna meet she half here. She gonna meet here. This family thing need to be out. They need to sort out the problems themselves. Nobody can tell me get my job that I sure any month come I can get a salary to drop school children. But they got buses running that you can put up on the bus put them off at this stop and next stop. What she can get she job? Support he come in the night and play because you know where the drink room the
he's not that kind of man. No, he's a no. We dealing with a gentleman tonight. He is a man. Say it after me. Watch my lips. He is a gentleman.
Hey, Mr. Pop.
He's a gentleman. Watch my lips.
I would tell she keep the job she got that she can meet here. I feel you gotta put two heads together and reason. She can get she job because she has put in some family telling she foolishness. Let it create a level on do. I said then say a family can come. Is it a family structure? I don't like it, you know, PC Booms. I do not like it.
Oh yeah?
Every host has got a problem, but you got to solve your problem. You can't let me and Ken and the other fella come and solve your problem. Girl, keep your job here.
Let me ask you a little question here. A question to you. Now, let me say you are the girl's sister, right? And she come and tell you, my husband suggested that I give up my teaching job to stay home and help with the children and look after things. You feel I should do?
I get it, me job for France. I give him my job.
You will tell the sister, don't give up the job.
No, how the sister get in there?
But now we're asking you, suppose you are the sister, and the sister that teacher come and ask you a question and say, my husband tell me, want me give up the job and stay home with the children, he can look after things. I ask you advice, what should do?
You should don't mind the family and the husband telling her, these men is turned at any time. Everybody is going to a funeral.
I know
only you want this.
There's bad milk. There's milk down that turn. You hear what the milk turn?
I can tell. Well, that's how the family didn't get involved in the conversation. You call your sister because she had her sister asking for a little advice. And the sister would tell you, just
before you say,
don't give
it
your job. The sister would tell you, don't give
it
your job.
Don't give it the job. Everybody's got a funeral, but only you understand.
And you don't know. You're telling the bastard now. You're giving it your job. And you didn't tell the bastard now. You got big funny, the bastard bottle tell you, the child get chopped. You know what the husband was saying?
No, I started
with you. They collected the child from us. Told me that I got this problem.
Ken.
Yes, dear. Yes, please.
I ain't giving up my job. I can tell you, sure, if I'm trying to put off my children and the parents, the other side, the parents that love the family, will look out for them.
But you can afford to give up your job because this man tonight is a gentleman. We found a gentleman.
They got few of them.
You got a gentleman buried in your pocket.
We found a gentleman tonight and we're bringing him to you.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Keep the calls coming, 434-1790. Keep the calls coming, please. We got 8 minutes to the latest. Let's get in at least 3 calls before that, then. I agree. Listen, we got a gentleman tonight, PC Brooms.
Yes, you know exactly. No.
Look, let me tell you, it's one he talk, don't get your job. If the fella is well off, you understand? You know how much stress it is running up and down, dropping a child here and dropping one here and dropping the next, the other. Real stress.
Right. It seems like it was a good relationship. Things seem to be working.
So if you got a good thing going, keep it going. 434-1790, bring the calls in. You're all waiting. You all have me waiting.
Yeah.
In America, there's got a lot of soccer moms. You know, they don't be housewives, but they just tell the children to football and collect them from this and make sure that everybody's safe and so.
Right.
But we got this thing that the man can be a rebel, he can come on drunk and then she get up and left.
I know, that's where they get that from. And listen, there's no really truly giving up of job. Because A, she's a teacher and she can teach online as she has started doing. We forgot that.
Yeah.
And B, she got 3 little niggas to teach.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. Queen. She got 3 little niggas to teach.
She got her husband to look after.
You know what I'm saying?
We got progressive set of women now that if they hear that the woman stopping home to press the man clothes and make sure he looked good when he left it for work in the morning, they will say, no, don't do that.
Mm.
That's how we act. That's where we act now, you know. I've got a set of women out there that will tell women, don't start home to press your husband clothes and make you look good for the road and that kind of thing. He press your clothes. She said, yeah, I've got a set of women like that that into this housewife thing and cleaning and all that kind of thing. Not saying that the man can't help out, but they believe that if she cut Monday, he got to cut Tuesday, whether she's home or not. That's how the direction the women think now it is, yeah?
Well, yeah, so true, boy. That is so true.
I'm going to interject something here based upon this same situation here, too, because this girl was telling me that her brother went overseas and married a woman, and the woman is a lawyer. And the woman tell him to stay home and look after the children.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he do.
He stay home and look after the children.
But the family here is saying that he has been, well, demasculated. What the word is here?
Emasculated.
They got it there, so he walk all there with a vacuum cleaner and all kind of thing. And that is not for him. They're just saying that that's not a man, what a man should be doing. Mm. Got the money or not, legal, look for some kind of work. But the woman's looking after him, guys.
Wait, hold on, Queen. A call coming through. I gonna take this call here, cause maybe somebody want me to start home. Are you ready to start home? I can start home and keep the dogs. I missed the call. Oh Lord, yeah. I missed an opportunity. I can start home and mop and then and see after the great days. Hey, yeah. See after the dogs. Okay, come in. Come quick, call quick before the news. Go ahead, PC Bruce.
Yeah, no, that's him. Thing we just talked about, you know, somebody actually did that, right? And things working up pretty good. I mean, you guys staying home, making sure the house clean, kept cooking everything. Basically, a house husband, as he was saying.
Yeah.
I know you were here talking everything, but my daughter cared. My handling business. You understand?
That's right.
Could you be a house husband?
What's that?
Could you be a house husband, Ken? Could you be a house husband? If you want 2 beers to drink, you want better see a bench, but $10
better. But all that would be, the finance would be worked out. So it would not come down. It would not come down to us coming, can I have $2 to buy a juicy, please? It won't come down to that. It won't come down to that. The finance would work out differently. But you see,
you just have a joint account, and when you want money, you just drop the money off your account.
It is easy for me to be a house husband, because I'm already a husband, so I just go and put the house.
Okay.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Come in, please. Queen will talk with you, man.
Go ahead.
Yes, please. I just want to say that there are some men also, like myself, who stopped my wife at the time. We got married. She was 22 years old. I was 29.
Mm-hmm.
And November this year, going to be 35 years we were married.
Very good. Congratulations, sir.
Yeah. And,
congratulations.
And And we still together, love each other, and she haven't had to work for over, I would say, 38 years.
Wow.
We still managed to achieve our home, and still living very happy together.
You have children, sir?
No, we don't have any kids. My wife is my everything.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. There you go.
There you go, Amai. See, that was your mom right there. That was a good example right there. So, Amai.
Queen said,
I'm
really happy.
Not work out very good for him.
Yeah.
Queen, you still on the line? Say hi to the Chappy Queen.
You got somebody there?
No, he's still on the line. Chat with him a little bit.
So, I was telling him that work out very good for him. So what would you say is the secret to a happy marriage?
Very, very happy married, and there are some of us, there's still some good men out there that take care of their lives.
Very true.
There you go.
Very true. PC Brooms and Cat Husbands, two great guests in the house. PC Brooms and Cat Husbands, we take care of our ladies.
Correct.
Second that. Secret to happy marriage? To listen. As you are wanted to listen to you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And share everything. Don't be afraid. Stay strong. Stay honest.
Nice.
And just be happy. Keep the family out of your business.
Your house business. All right. Okay, sir. Thank you very, very, very much.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
You hear what the man said, PC Brooms? Listen to your wife. Like my neighbor, he went to the doctor. My neighbor went to the doctor and see he wants a pair of hearing aids. Mm-hmm. The doctor said, well, let me check your ears. The doctor checked his hearing. He said, well, nothing wrong with your hearing. And he said, well, what do you want? He said, well, I still want these extra pair of hearing aids. He said, I want to listen to my wife. Take that.
Oh, you got it?
All right, boy. Take that.
Don't tell me about it. So the rest of the Eastern Caribbean is exactly 9:30. We're going to go down to the latest and then come back for more of Mad Love on Voice of Barbados.
The latest news is brought to you in association with Solar Dynamics. Install Solar Dynamics for the greatest reliability and guaranteed temperature performance. Solar Dynamics is the very best value proposition in solar hot water systems.
Shower in the morning, shower in the evening, or take a fresh at night. Enjoy a warm shower with Solar Dynamics, you'll feel all right. Comfort, safety, temperature guaranteed. Long service, fulfilling your every need. Take a shower in comfort, no more ups with water touch you. Solar Dynamics is the best for you. Save on electricity, be environmentally friendly. Solar Dynamics is the one for you.
This is the latest, the 9:30 edition from Starcom Network News. With the details, I am Crystal J. Paul. Minister responsible for culture, Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight, reports solid turnouts for Cropover events, with many Barbadians having overcome any initial security concerns. Dr. Munro-Knight gave an update to Starcom Network News today on the sidelines of the Cultural Extravaganza Day at the Springer Memorial School. She also expects a safe four-day morning jam and Grand Cadument, and notes the routes have been endorsed by the bands.
We are very pleased with how the Cropover season has come out. I mean, if you've been to any of the events, you would see that they've all been well patronized, so that Barbadians are feeling confident that we are having a responsible Cropover that feels safe. The events that we've held are meaningful to the Barbadian public and they're participating fully. I just want to also reflect on the consensus that we've seen in relation to the Cropover routes for Cadument and also as well for four-day morning. So I hope that the Barbadian public as well can feel comfortable to be able to come out and enjoy themselves on these two occasions, and assured that we will have two very responsible events if these routes have been chosen and have been confirmed by the stakeholders themselves.
The cultural minister promises greater efforts to promote culture in schools.
The very fact that the school was able to ground the cultural extravaganza in the context of the season of emancipation is something that I believe that we shall also herald. I want to indicate that certainly one of my reflections is that the Division of Culture next year will be more intentional in its approach to ensure that other schools across Barbados also celebrate the season of emancipation in the way that we have done so today.
Minister in the Office of the Prime Minister with Responsibility for Culture, Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight. Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrams, denies that there was a suicide attempt at the Government Industrial School over the weekend. During a tour of the renovation project at the Boys Industrial School at Dodds St. Philip, Mr. Abrams told journalists the ward later denied ingesting anything.
In this particular incident, I can tell you, she later said she didn't ingest anything. Went on the QEH, the toxicology report came back negative. So we now have situations being created at the school. People are putting things out there that have no basis in truth, no connection in truth. And then people are running, jumping on bandwagons, trying to protect persons who may at that time not be in need of protecting. It places the staff and those concerned with the school almost in an untenable position. I am not saying nothing has ever happened at the school. The inquiry, which is going after all of the evidence, then leaving no stone unturned. At the end of that, a report will be made.
He claims that a lot of what is put out about the school is misinformation.
There are persons who you have to question what is their motivation, who are running to the press with literally every, and I'm not pointing to any particular group because this is wide. Anytime you hear anything happens at the Government Industrial School, it runs wide on Twitter, it runs on Instagram. People are out there, and half the time it is completely not true. And then we can't even protect ourselves. We can't even say what it is, because to do that, you'd have to disclose something about one of the minors that we are not in a position to disclose.
Mr. Abrams says the delay in completing the inquiry into the institution is to allow all students to have their say. Women and Rights Girls advocate Dr. Marsha Hines, in response to the minister's comments, says that they will continue to seek answers as it relates to the well-being of the wards at the GIS.
What is causing the discomfort among the wards at the government industrial school such that they are so prone to self-harm? That is the question. And the minister should not try to bamboozle the public or stop the media from doing their job with respect to getting to the bottom of those types of questions.
Women and Girls Rights Advocate Dr. Marsha Hines. And finally, the Barbados Police Service is seeking the assistance of the public in locating 27-year-old Shawane Williams, alias Steppy, who is wanted for questioning in connection with serious criminal matters. Williams, whose last known addresses are Main Avenue, Eden Lodge, St. Michael, and Mahaika Gap, Greenhill, St. Michael, is approximately 6 feet, 1 inch tall, of brown complexion with a slim build. He is advised that he can present himself to the Criminal Investigations Department of the District E Police Station, Spitestown, St. Peter, accompanied by an attorney at law of his choice. Anyone who knows his whereabouts is asked to contact the police. That's it for the 9:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, Inc., a division of One Caribbean Media Group. Good night. I am Krista J. Paul.
The latest news came to you in association with Solar Dynamics. Install Solar Dynamics for the greatest reliability and guaranteed temperature performance. Solar Dynamics is the very best value proposition in solar hot water systems.
The Voice of Barbados.
Sweetheart, I love you so bad.
The truth?
Oh, yeah,
you won't rest me, girl.
I love you, girl. I would do anything at all for you.
Ah, thank you. We are returning to the love show, the Mad Love Show. And as usual, after the latest, we get a little recap. So let's join PC Brooms and the Queen. A little recap, please.
PC Brooms, you are my friend, you
know? PC Brooms, turn on the microphone.
I'm back here, right? I'm back. You hear me?
We can hear you now.
Sorry about that. Welcome back to the second half of Mad Love on this beautiful full moony Tuesday evening.
But the lady, listen, the lady is at home, so they can afford to go a moonlight walking now.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
You understand? True. You can afford to go out. Yes, go to the patio with the children and watch moonlight instead of my yes.
Have
a glass of wine, lemonade, or whatever they want to have. Call us, please, 4417180.
Let me give you the little update for all those people who are now joining us or, you know, didn't catch the first part. Uh-huh. So we have a situation here where a lady married a man, got 3 children, and, you know, she was a school teacher, but the husband got a good job, and he told her, well, you know, it is really hard on you and us because, you know, as a teacher, you're going to be constantly going and everything. I got a good job now. The money's flowing. It isn't the need for you to work, so I would appreciate, you know, if you give up your job, you stay home, you look after the house, you look after the children, you look after everything family-wise, and finances, don't worry about it. I look after you financially and everything.
Right.
And things going good.
Mm-hmm.
So the sister was over at the house one day, and she said she asked him for a little $50 or something, so I don't know what the car was selling that day. But the sister did not like it.
Yeah.
So the sister told her, he was a bright girl, you got to give it a whole job, and now you got to go to he for a $50 bill or something, like, I don't know, but that looked good.
Uh-huh.
You know, if I was you, I would start back teaching on the side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can do the online kitchen, because that's what a lot of people doing now, the online kitchen.
Kitchen, correct.
You got the big lot of 30 hardest children to deal with. You got some students children because of the COVID, the fall backwards and thing. And the family got a little change. So you can get little 4 or 5 children, mm-hmm. and your husband pan, at work for the evening or whatever, for the weekends or whatever. You teach you little lesson classes, mm-hmm. and nobody don't have to know. The families put the money right in your account. You know, everybody got the bank apps now on the phone. So you charge the family somebody $100 a week or whatever, direct debit in your account, your husband don't have to know. Because you got to look out for yourself. You don't know what day the man can come in here back and tell you pack your bags and left it here. And that's, you know, you don't have nothing to fall down pan, fall backward pan or whatever. You should got a little something there. Maybe it's called vex money.
Money,
Yeah, vex money. Got something there, stash aside. In case the bad blow, you can get up and run, because these men very ignorant when they get ready. So she, mm-hmm. put, she tells herself, you know what, my sister, she make a little sense for true.
Mm-hmm.
So I can start a little something for the side.
Uh-huh.
So she started in her lesson classes and the money start flowing. So the husband must push a door there evening, you know, and see she in front of the computer with somebody child. I asked her what's going on there. She said, oh, this is one of my friend's children. They're falling back with their English or something at school, and they're just getting them a little bracket this evening. Ain't nothing, right? Mm-hmm. So he said, oh, it's no problem.
Right.
But after a while, you know, she got a little guilt trip. But the husband said, put in a little change, and she popped in the thing. So she started to feel guilty.
Uh-huh.
And she tells her sister, man, this thing bothering me, you know. I'm deceiving this man. I feel like I'm going to tell you what's going on. His sister said, listen, don't go tell that man nothing. Because you know the first thing you say is the body that put the idea in your head. And I don't, if you want stop.
Uh-huh.
I don't say nothing. And right. She said, well, you know, even if I stop, I can still feel guilty. So I feel like I'm telling you. But his sister's telling him, no, shut your mouth. So the question here is, you know, in the first place, she should have given up her job. Because I'm calling saying, and one or two people from me, what's it? They're mm-hmm. saying, don't give up your job for no man. I try to tell him it's a family, but they say it's a man.
That's Marguerite that said that?
Huh?
That's Marguerite on you outside, right?
It's Mary, she.
Marguerite.
Oh, that's Marianne. That's Marianne.
That's Marianne. One is a header.
Marguerite told me the same thing. Marguerite. Pretty even Marguerite, all the way in Bronx, New York. Right. Even to you.
Heather and Sherry saying, never ever give up your job for a man. That's end of conversation. I am telling them, the woman did not give up the job for the man.
Exactly.
The woman got 3 children, and the husband is saying, you are better able to take care of our children.
Children, right.
If you are at home 24/7. It means right. then that if one children got to go to piano classes straight from school, you collect the child at 3 o'clock, drop off the child at piano classes, collect the child at 5 o'clock, running the child got running for a bus. You understand what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. It is better for our family that you spend more time with our children.
Our family, right.
You got an issue with the homework for the evening. You have more time because when you got 30 hard headed children in a classroom at school, you got to come home and correct books. People feel that school work is done for teacher at 3 o'clock.
Hold on, Queen. Let me get ready, callers. Hold on, please.
All right.
Come in, please, and talk with Queen. Queen got the microphone and the telephone.
Good evening, Queen. How are you doing?
Miss B!
Miss B.
Let me tell you something. First, I want to tell that Ken. Ken, you keep saying he's a gentleman. Well, I'd like to know when you can take being a gentleman to popular or super center. You can't pay for no food by being a gentleman.
Miss B.
Yes.
Miss B, sweetheart, he's a gentleman.
He's a gentleman. You can't, like I said, you can't take that to the store. You can't pay the rent with it. You can't do
that. Yes,
you
can take
it.
Yes, he's
providing the money. He would have to know his finances.
I ain't leaving up my job for man, woman, child, no one. Your job is your job. You go to school, you learn, you have to, after that, you got to go to university, you get that little stupid piece of paper, and you can work and earn your own money. Say now, this man falls on his back, like my insignificant other once did in Montreal, fell on his back.
Miss P, I object to that. Miss P, pull back that, pull that back.
He could not work for 6 weeks. And who had to help take care of him? But when he started to heal and he could move that arm and had the nerve to take that cast off without a doctor, I came home one evening and my supper wasn't ready. Or I acted like an ignorant man. I didn't even know that was in me. I said, you mean to say you've been home all day and you don't have my supper ready? I was ready to beat the man for not having the supper ready. So don't tell me about any woman in this day and age giving up her job to run kids around like she's a chauffeur or she's driving Miss Daisy and she got to go.
She's running around with her children, not nobody else's.
So they're right.
They're both. They belong to both. Without his sperm, there'd be no children, okay? That sperm didn't hit the egg. No. The kids will grow up and go about their business. Keep your job, because the kids will not. You know, a mother can support 10 kids, but usually when these kids grow up, they're gone. They don't even help you build onto the house. They're gone with their man, start their own life. No, keep your job, get your security, and when that's over, you can live in Barbados happily ever after, like
Miss B.
Let me speak to that.
PC Boom, she wants to address you. She has language for you. Yes, she has language for you.
You know what? PC, you got a whole lot of mouth. You know, got a lot of talk. But I believe you are the gentleman. You are the gentleman.
Yeah, he's a gentleman.
Yes. And I know you would never be so foolish to tell a woman to quit her J-O-B.
Nah, boy.
Women are going to get mad at me tonight, but a man is always the head of any unit in a family. I believe the man is the head.
The woman is the spine.
The woman is the spine. She's supposed to support him when he cannot do it for himself, her, and the children. Do not leave your job, man. You need that. In this day and age, we really need our jobs. That's all I got to say.
All right, Miss
Miss B.
Yes?
I want you to apologize for referring to that gentleman as your insignificant other.
Well, he is. I'm no longer with him. He's my insignificant, not un. Insignificant.
Other. You cannot do that. You cannot do that, Miss B.
Why not? You cannot do that.
She did it twice.
Listen, don't tell me I can't do it. That is the past. I did do it. He's my ex. And if his friends are listening and want to call him up in Montreal, same as Pierre.
No, I can call you myself. I can call you myself.
You can call him. He will believe you because he knows what kind of a woman I am. He's my insignificant mother.
Three times.
Now, I'm a senior.
I can't wait to meet you, PC and Queen. I know I'm going to meet you one day.
I kind of agree with the sister. If you're going to give up your full-time job, you can still keep your brain working by doing something on the side.
Thank you.
I like the industry in the point, but I don't like the psychology of the sister. Two different things. Don't get tight there. Huh?
The sister probably don't even have a man. You don't pay your friends and your girlfriends any mind, because most of them giving you advice ain't got no man anyway.
All right, Miss B. We love you.
Good night.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes. All right, you'll do back to your queen, and I'm gonna play some music in between to keep the people going. All right.
Yes, I got Kim here on my WhatsApp. She said I would have told my husband and about holding lessons, but he would not have known about how much I'm charging. So she would put aside some for the home and some for her bank account.
Which brings us around to another point. Too many women hide too many things from their partners. They are always hiding.
Especially money.
Yes, I get down the road and come back. I mean, get down the road and come back. Wait, down the road where? Up here. You know, I get in town I go into town for something. I'm making over something. We live in houses together, for Christ's sake. I'm making town for something. You understand?
I made a bike. I hear my house of water. He put a mattress on my head. See a bike butt in the side of the mattress. That's when I had a bike for Barbara. Then chase my had a bike. Years ago, talking about. I mean, you see the amount of money that he woman had for the bike. He ain't saying.
Whoa.
Don't see them saying that. Women struggle. Million turn. And the man is doing all about million turn spending. But if a man spend a million turn, then there's always no way you turn, Joe.
I really do. Half is mine. Half is hers.
Half is hers.
My, man, let me play this song, man. You can still call, though. You can still call. I can just play some music to entertain you. Here we go. Hit it. Don't forget, if you call and call, I will take the song down, take the music down, and take your calls.
Canada.
St. Lucie people calling, say the water from the lobby. Seven kinds of murders, a old girl say it's time to hang somebody. Back then, Peter boldly declare, he believe it's time we have their marriages here. Look out, he say he proud and gay. He marry a man, he say, but then he said to men marrying all of here was
okay, let me go back on the telephone lines. We got a call or two here. Good evening. Come in, please.
Yes, good night.
How do you do, sir?
On Queen, a good job with our song there, boy.
You wish to speak with Queen, sir?
Yeah, not directly. I can speak to anybody. First thing, I want to say that this decision had to be made by the two of them, and the sister was working with the decision. So it's not like the man forced it on her. Mm-hmm. It was a decision. Secondly, right. How many women will ask men to stay at home and she will support the family?
Mm-hmm.
So why are women bashing men because he asked the wife to stay at home?
He's a good fella.
Yes. I believe that she might be, the wife might be supporting the family, so that's why they want she to work.
Oh, you bring another little dimension in there. You figure that the wife is be able to get them a little dossier out there. If they want more, yes, I'm saying they could go over to her.
Yes.
Oh, I need to look at it down there. So when she give her job, it mean the river dry up over the other side of the pond.
You're going that right. The river dry up.
The river dry up.
Yes. The sister is a backstabber to do that. To encourage she sister to go against what she and she husband have decided.
Correct.
The wife should know better. Because that was a decision that was made. And if she was thinking about doing online, which I feel the husband might have been in a great state because she would have been at home.
Right.
She should have never done it behind the husband back.
Right. I agree with you, Skipper. I agree with you. Yeah, she could have thought about it. She could be at home and like she gained up number. She can be at home still doing the work. I'm sure the husband would agree with that.
Right. And since it was a family decision, she should not have done it. And this is where the point comes now. She can't go back and tell the husband. Because that is where everything going to break up.
Exactly, yeah. That'll mash up everything, man.
And I'm going to put this in the end. Probably the sister want the husband. Come on. Have a good night.
Good night.
I can't even respond to that. I would not even respond to that. That is something I would not respond to.
I got my friend Nayasha here on the WhatsApp. She is saying she should come clean and tell her husband. That is who she made vows to, not her family. While family is important, she now has one of her own, her husband and children. Remove third parties from your marriage. Was her mom and sister standing between them at the pulpit? I think not. Then don't allow them to stand between during the marriage. The seed was planted in her mind that somewhere down the road, things may not work out. That's for her and her husband to deal with. No, because of that level of trust he had for her may decline. Be honest and tell him the truth. That's basically what she's saying.
Okay, come on. Clear the air in the first place.
Yeah.
Stop all this hiding.
People like to go to the family and friends for advice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they be telling people come between that. Because what this invariably happen is that the day the bomb blow, and you then come to them for advice, or you did not take their advice, in other words, tell you, it served you right.
You're right.
Because when I was telling you, because this was happening, I am not saying the man was going to left the woman or dump you or do nothing or the other. But if, for instance, the bulb ever blow,
mm-hmm.
and she did not take her sister's advice and put live very well, you know what your sister tells you? And I don't want to hear. He got home someday, younger. I don't want to tell me it served you right.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I was telling you all the time, to start mm-hmm. back teaching and put the very well. So you tell me no.
Mm-hmm.
No, you listen to your husband. Well, go back and listen to you. No, you don't want to hear nothing. Do not tell me it served you right. And that's been the back of some people's head when they're making some of their decisions.
Yeah. So true. That is so true.
That's what's happening.
Yeah.
My blood, the dog got the body to fall back where they. But look what my man said just now. Sometimes, mm-hmm. these people be borrowing money from the family or the world yeah. family to be supporting that at the little end. And when that little stream of money dry up,
yeah,
it's a money situation. Because if she got the money, if she can't borrow a little 50 or a little 100 from her sister, and the sister telling she, well, you know, I ain't really working, or a situation maybe you never know. I ain't going to probably be the woman want the husband on that, so you don't feel that part.
Nah, man. Okay. Got any boss on the WhatsApp there, Queen?
Yeah, somebody say yes to me, Spee. Man is the head of the household.
Okay.
But the other question is how many, because we say so, but how many men in Barbados willing to stay home and let a woman support them?
Somebody sent me an interesting WhatsApp here, Justin. Let me see if we can find it here. Where it is. Oh, Lord, I can't even find it there. But that same thing you just said, well, men staying home and working.
Yeah.
Something to the effect that
it's called stress.
Housework is on a particular gender. Everybody should be able to do housework. So say a woman can stay home and be a housewife, a man can stay home and do be a house husband.
Yeah, but how many men wanna do that?
How many men
gonna stop in the house all day vacuuming and cleaning and cooking and all that kind of thing and a wrap up in the corner? How many men in Barbados? Be real reasonable. How many men in Barbados that after they drop school, the children from the market, they can come home and vacuum and clean and bake and cook and mop and you run truck around the corner?
Alright.
Men women come home from work 5 o'clock evening, they have drunk and all kind of foolishness. The food they bought there. So I ain't saying they might not do it a one day or two there.
Men on my WhatsApp message me, just send me. That's all I'm gonna say. We ain't gonna work nothing out. Just send me. 6690 84.
The men that can start home?
The men that can start home, yeah. And do most work. Just send me. That's all we're gonna do.
Hello, man. Good evening, out there.
Good evening, Chessie. Chessie logged on as usual.
Somebody Chessie, is Chessie stopping on doing the housework, period. So that's why he's don't even bring Chessie in this year. Chessie's the man that is do all kind of work.
Yeah, true.
Chessie ain't got the time to be about in the house mopping and cleaning and wiping down covers and all that kind of thing.
Chessie here answering though. Chessie is typing. Chessie says, not me. Not me. Not Chessie right there, man.
But there are a lot of women who will not give up the jobs either.
Mm-hmm. True. That's true.
But if you are a man and you got a good job and you got money, you know, you will want your wife sometimes, you know.
But I mean, it's a decision to how to sit down and work out among himself. I mean, and I think he probably just choked there fishing. I mean, it will go up and say something like, you know, we want to raise our children. We want 3 children. So you get one year, next year, then another year. I mean, it's a kind of, you can get children back to back like that. There's some people plan a family like that. So that's like 4 or 5 years. All you like there, you just raising these children because they're going to be young and everything. So I guess they'll probably come to the decision that just stay home and raise the children.
Look, whenever the world is called yonder, when you have 3 children
mm-hmm.
to raise,
uh-huh.
it is better if the wife can be at home
yeah,
and seeing after those children. As mm-hmm. long as the finances are in place.
That's here. Right.
Okay. Running up and down behind 3 children, nursery, prep school, and this school, and that school, and then back to school too. She too going to school. That is not easy. That is not easy.
Not easy.
That is not easy. So don't mind all of them who say this, that they hope they never were asked in the first place.
Yes.
You never were asked. As a man, if somebody put it to them, man, you can support me. I hope you can support me here. I hope they don't want to let you down. I hope they don't want to cut off your foot. But they're glad enough for that. They're glad enough. 434-1780, man. Call us and let's talk. Call us and let's talk. 5 after 10.
Yes, man. Good evening, Sandra's daughter. She's locked on here as well. Stephen, locked on.
Man, everybody locked on. Queen, if you want music, give me a shout. I got everything here for you.
You got good? I want a good man song. A good, like, promoting a good man, that kind of song. One kind of song.
But I ain't never got one, but... This will tell you. I will go play an oldie. Because the fellas do the right things, promoting good men. Yeah, you understand?
That's true. That's true, though.
The fellas... I got you now sending me to break... to break crap over city and play an oldie. Because the fellas don't write nothing... promoting men. There's everything pulling down, man.
So
you tell me what to play. hold on. Take a call here quick.
Yes, go ahead. What should you call her?
Yeah, just play It's a Man's World, because it's a man's world.
You see what that? She tell it's me that that's the oldie. World. That's the oldie. It's a man's world.
Play it.
I can't go. We in Grabova City 100%, sweetheart.
But 100% Grabova, yeah?
Hmm?
Yes,
all right, Miss B.
Thanks.
Listen.
Yeah, true, like Queen.
Sorry?
No, I was asking Queen to scratch her head and say she could find her in Grabova sounds like. Well, but then, right now,
tell me. I sit down here every year. I sit down here every year and play them. You know what I'm saying? And then they want me to do it and play them in lyrical interpretations. Yeah.
No, Queen, we're trying to, we're scratching our head trying to find a song or crop over sound that is actually for more good men.
The man?
Yeah. Can I find that?
A few years ago, I think if somebody had a song promoting men.
The closest that came to that was a hard man is a good man is hard to find. That's the closest that come to that.
What?
The closest. And you know how long Wendy sang that? Hold on. Take a call, PC Brooms.
All right, go ahead.
Hello, good night.
Good night.
Player, he's a
Lele
man.
Oh, Lord. You're still going to tell you now, a Lele man. We're looking for... We're looking for a song to promote men and how good men are. And he come up with Lele man. But teaching is very hard. And grammar and all that. You got to teach your children properly. Today on Brass Tacks, I hear a fellow with some grammar. Opposite grammar. You heard it? So that's why teaching is very important. He's saying that a boy in a group, something like a boy with other boys, a boy sitting with other boys have rather than has. So you see why it is important? A boy singular, the noun is singular, the subject is singular, so it can be have. That's where she got to stay and teach them three little children.
Children, yeah. It's a hard job, man.
A real hard job, man.
Right. My friend here on the WhatsApp again saying she needs to confess. Perhaps so about the part about the family or her motivation for teaching. But let him know that she's making extra money again. Hopefully he will understand, forgive her, and even encourage her to continue. Right. That's from one of your ladies. Another lady here saying, I can't be a houseboy if I like my own money and my mouth too full.
So she has a character flaw. Mouth too full.
Mouth too full, man.
but you know that a lot of women brag about having full mouth.
Yeah,
and quick mouth and all sorts of other mouths.
You need to watch their woman.
Huh?
That's your mother. Actually, that's supposed to be a good quality, you know, according to women.
Right.
The men need to talk back, to freely talk back and criticize and say what they're saying. That is supposed to be a quality that women should possess.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that's a characteristic that will only cause noises.
Yep.
Bare noise. No peace at all.
I see, a lot of women don't believe in this submissive, this kind of submissive behavior that you find in other cultures. Mm-hmm. There's a culture around the world that women are very submissive. They're not allowed to speak back to the husband or argue or anything like that.
But
progressive women now believe, and you can say it rightly or wrongfully, that they have a right to criticize, to shout at you, holler at you, whatever they feel it's saying, to say it anywhere.
Yeah. No, that's being ill-mannered in my book. That is being ill. Yeah, there's a way to behave. There's a way to conduct oneself. I believe in ladies that are unflappable. You understand? Don't shout, don't snap at me and... No! No. Man, no, you can't behave so.
Well, correct.
No, are you saying you can't behave so, but that's what you're saying?
But that's because it causes noises all the time. So where we can learn, bro?
But women believe that you is the body who causes any noise, not them.
But they always believe so.
It is you keeping the noise and pouring noise. They are telling you what is on their mind, and you what you should do is shut up. Now, what is the fact? It ain't them to shut up. It is you to shut up, not them.
Boy, yeah. That is why we have so many problems. That is why we have so many problems. And that is why she can't afford to stay at home. Because she knows that she is not the type of person to stay at home and for the relationship to work good. So she has to stay on her own, on her own feet, financially and otherwise, because she does not know how to behave herself within a relationship. You understand?
You understand? I know what you're trying to say.
She doesn't know how to behave herself within a relationship. There's a way to behave yourself within a relationship, though. You can't quarrel and shout and be disputatious all the time.
Correct.
So just bow your head.
No. You're going to bow your head all the time. You don't. No. I'm not talking about giving it rights or anything. I'm talking about simple, good grandmother manners. Hold on, please. Come in, caller. Come in, caller.
Yes. Tell PC Boom that I say if I did the man and I go on that room shopping as a joint account, let me and she back up, not a cent she won't get when she get to the bank, not a cent in there for she. Go to your family. Have a good night, love.
Thank you. Well, that's another thing. No, I ain't gonna do that neither. I ain't gonna do that. If it's a joint account, we break it up. A joint account, we break it up, it means half. Half.
Yeah.
The first thing.
When people got breakfast, join the cult, and they smell you rat, one body's got to clean it off here. One body, if I tell you somebody smells smoke, he's got to clean off your bank account. You know, this has happened in a lot of relationships. I feel your money should be separate. That's what I feel.
Listen, I like that term, smelly rat.
let me have an account and you have one, and then we have one that we could call a joint account. But I have one, you have one.
Right, the arrangement could be like, you know, she still has her bank account, and you know, you just transfer money to her account when she got things to
do.
Easy. Not easy to do nowadays. Ain't nothing hard at all.
Listen, bro.
He's a minute turn to show up on Mentonet. This is a like thing movie. The next
that's
time.
True, minute that's true. Day. That is true. Nobody in change is shifting the wrong at all. Listen, you know that term, smelly rat? You know Shakespeare saw that a long time ago. You know what he said? There is something rotten in the state of Denmark.
Okay.
That's the classical way to put it. Smelly rat. Something rotten in the state of Denmark, man.
Yeah. She still wanted it. Next lady here on my WhatsApp saying, what man would be annoyed with his wife making extra money? She is not leaving the house. She's still watching the children. He is not losing anything.
But that is not what we are saying.
Right.
We are not saying that.
Exactly right. So she agreed that, you know.
She's saying it. She's affirmative.
she could have been up front and just tell him that that's what she wanted.
Exactly. Exactly.
And imagine,
right, just come to the husband, put all your cash by the table, share beds, you know, electrician and the rain.
Yeah.
I don't want to go back out there full time doing electrician, but I've got some children out there that I used to teach, I know they're really struggling.
Yeah.
And I got one, two friends that got some children that are really struggling. And I willing to, you know, for the evening, like, for a little hour or 2 hours on Sundays, and for the Saturday, between 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock, for the Saturdays, whatever, to do a little something. And I was, yeah, they bury one side for it or whatever. But hon, I really miss the little teaching. That's the honest truth. I just really miss it. And then, or any reason, another man.
Yes, exactly.
Well, say, oh, okay, but I don't, if it's become too hectic, you know, you've got to cut it off.
Yeah.
If it's getting the mail of your children or whatever, you can go out and cut it off. You have to say, if it's just do 2 or 3, 4 hours a week, I never give in to that day. But I don't want you getting back to that thing with exercise books and writing tests and all that kind of thing, because I know that is a very stressful thing.
Right.
Yeah, the downside though is if you say no. If you say no, man, I don't want you teaching nobody children, they tell you so that listen to me. Listen to me, babe. I bet it's 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours a day. I don't want you doing it. That is it. You could do anything else. I don't care what you do. But I don't want you getting back in that teaching routine. I see all that you got your head green up. I don't want it. We can do no, you can hide out.
Going sell and teach.
But that great sister not gonna fall back in, you know.
Yeah.
This great sister not gonna get back in here and tell you. You see what I tell you? This man wanna control you here. This man trying to control you. He's trying to make sure that if this bad blow that you depending on, he's a warrior here. That's what exactly is happening.
Yeah, well, that's interesting there, man. But I know. Man, no, the only thing a woman, you know, a teaching audience, and in that point of that situation where she wants to raise a family, 3 children and everything, she would, you know, most teachers I know would probably do that. Female teachers would probably jump and do that, yeah, because I ruffled in, you know, that school, that teaching thing ain't easy.
So I got a woman here on my WhatsApp, I will not, because she told me not to call her name.
She named Mary? She named Mary.
she was a nurse. And she had to be, she used to work a lot of shifts. Next time, she used to be away from home and things. And her husband begged her to give up the job. And look for something else. And she's trained in nursing. Right. So she gave up the job. And she said it was the biggest mistake she ever made.
Oh. Wow. Yeah.
She gave up the job before she found something?
Yeah.
But no, but that's the
other. She said it was putting a strain on their relationship. That's what she's saying. Because she had to work nights.
Okay.
You know what nursing is? Working nights, and then you're working these 11 o'clock shifts on the night.
Yeah.
And
then
she said,
we went there, Queen. Was married?
Yeah, she said
he was married. I'm guessing so. Let me know if he was married.
Because if they're married, you know, Megan said she left from the job.
Yeah, she said they were married.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, she said they were married. Mm-hmm. And she gave up the job. And it was going well for a little bit. But after a while, it became problematic. Because she did not have the financial resources to really keep things flowing as she would let things flowing.
Unlike the scenario that we had before.
Unlike the scenario.
Right.
Unlike the scenario. I don't know. She wanted to live a lavish lifestyle or whatever.
Right.
But since she went back on phone work, she went back on phone work at a private doctor's office after 2 years.
After 2 years.
Right. So she probably joined work from morning or the evening, and that's it.
Oh, okay.
Right. But she said when she gave her job, it was going on fairly well and things, but then afterwards, things started to bottom out.
The money ran out.
Money's run out. He was miserable, poor enough, but this in turn, because if she going to survey, you know, I she didn't tell me this part, but I'm assuming, you know, sometimes you're going to survey and want a new dress. And then what about the red dress you wear in January? So I know how to be men's got black pants and one pair of shoes and we feel like That you follow our rule that every man should just have one pair of shoes and two black pants and two shirts. I mean, wear it to everything. And one suit that is wear to everybody's funeral and wear to everybody's
wedding.
Yep. Unless she can't come in this part by assuming that if she goes to somebody's wedding this Saturday and wear a dress, and she goes to a wear no lady and she wear a dress, and she goes to a wear and she asks for money now to buy another dress, he can ask you, so what happened to the dress that you wear at the wedding?
Mm-hmm.
What's that, man? Yeah. I don't even want the body saying to me the same thing that the body wears and all that kind of thing.
Queen.
So, that kind of thing, no. If the man should afford to do on your dress or your hair, do whatever you, that you are causing it, would they make any sense?
Queen. Yeah. Queen.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
The Prime Minister's here in Barbados, the Prime Minister's, Adams Barrow, St. John, back in the States, you got Obama, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
How many of them have you ever seen in more than two suits? Mm. Two colors.
I don't know if it's more than two suits. I know it's weird. They've got a blue suit and a black suit.
Uh-huh. All right, then.
They've got 10.
They've got 10.
They've got 10 blues and 10 blacks. I don't know.
You understand?
A blue and a black.
You understand? Now, why must I work every Old Year's Night road running. Why must I buy a new black pants every Old Year's Night?
Yes.
And a pair of black shoes to do what? You
what,
understand?
What
exactly. Now, anybody at all that thinks that I should change the black pants I wore last Old Year's Night, I can promptly tell them what size they wear.
Go on, buy one. Nobody looking at you.
Go on,
people be looking at them.
Yeah. Listen, but between you and me, nobody knows what's going on last year, you know.
My
women
said it's dressing things to wear. Sure, women ain't wearing
them. No, a lady had on a red dress last year. Or even a black one. How many people can recognize it this year? That she had on that last year. How many people? Unless she goes out in a crowd.
Listen. In this day and age of Instagram and Facebook and TikTok, where people be taking pictures where every place to go and putting it up, people
are going to look back. They're going to look back and see.
Yes.
They're going to look back.
You can look up on the internet now and see all the girls and people who went to all these breakfast parties. You can see all the clothes they've got on. You think that these young girls are saying that out there, so out and about for crop over.
Oh, dear.
You think that these girls wearing their clothes? What is their clothes done?
Yep.
The next 2 years, or so, then get the rear back clothes this year. Then if the poor, done.
Once the poor state, that's the end of that dress.
Once then get poor them clothes pictures, that is the end of those clothes.
So wait, hold on, bro. Instead of giving up the teaching job and doing a part-time job, you need the teaching job, a part-time job, and another job.
You know, you with the woman in Guyana. And the actually, the whole thing shows all
the
inventory, didn't she? The woman was there interviewing for the TV news already, news or something, sir. And you want to get rare hair right now, you need three men. That was the woman said.
Oh, yes, she did.
The woman said, you want a monthly man, a weekly man, and a fortnight man. You want to take rare off. So she ain't getting the job at all, period.
Right, she ain't getting the job.
Somebody here may want a man or a woman. Good evening. Come in, please.
Yes, good night.
Good night, ma'am.
Good night.
This scenario, you say that the man stopped the lady from working.
He
tell
him to give up the job.
They came to a decision.
That he had enough money that he could have supported the family.
Yes, correct.
But
you still run a supermarket. You had a supermarket.
If he had enough money that he could support the family, he should get somebody to like a caretaker for the children. I let the lady keep her teaching job, because at the end of the day, you just want your benefits, and when it comes the time that she get older and she want her pension, that would not be there for her.
And if I was like her, I would look for my old age. Because in a time like this now, old age ain't sweet. Old age ain't sweet. And if you don't have the financial support, it ain't sweet. And especially with those children. So he could get somebody to help with the children. A caretaker, a maid, a nanny, whatever. Let her keep her job, because when she get older, especially funerals, all of that, old age planning, she should keep her job for her pension. Thank you.
Thank you. Very well said, ma'am. We cannot fault you at all. Can't fault this lady at all. 25 yeah. after 10. We got another 5 minutes to go, please. I'll give it to you.
That's another interesting perspective.
I like that perspective.
But the thing is, no, some people don't want any and everybody want the children too, you know. Right, you know, to be if the person can have a bad harvest, children picking them bad harvest, and then you know it cause problems.
But even back in the day, you have a nanny that can have the children, so I think the children is gravitate more to the nanny and the mother to see left out.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah, correct.
They don't see the mother as the real mother. They just be more in tune with the nanny.
Mm-hmm.
And when nanny can drive about the children in the basketball game and the piano lessons and ballet class and all that and so on, nanny might be around the house, you know.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
But the nanny ain't driving about no children and that kind of thing.
That's true.
Exactly. The man want the wife to be closer and the family to be closer.
Right.
And if you can afford it, nothing wrong with that.
I tell you, go to the market.
Okay. All right. All the better. You can feed them too.
Her biggest mistake, as we all say, was not telling him about, you know, doing the little thing. And even at this late stage, she goes, come clean. If you are, come clean. So, babes, man, I've got something to watch you. All that confession here.
Hmm.
I went back doing a little teaching and thing. I know you tell me doing thing and thing and thing, but I didn't miss the little teaching and I went back doing it. And he can ask you, so they will pay you. He said, well, can I do it for free? You know, I'm not going to laugh and laugh it off. I couldn't be doing it for free or whatever.
Right.
But I just let you know that I didn't miss the little teaching and I want to start back doing it online.
Take your last call, Queen.
All right, last call. Go ahead.
Hello, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Glad to hear all tonight, though.
I agree with the lady there, Josh, all right? But I can ask that three more.
Mm-hmm.
None of us know the future.
True.
And if you're the man and you're working and your wife working, we don't know going down the road what will happen in your life. So you got to always bargain for eventualities, because life is this. You well today and you ain't too well tomorrow. So you got to give in for a place where as anything can happen between life and death. So when you encourage, life is like encouraging one another. A relationship is about build upon love, trust, and communication. Understanding. Most of the time you see these things happen, it's because of it never started on the right foot. So we got to look at it at whenever you start life with a woman or a wife, you got to give it, put in a place, put in a part for everything that is under the sun, because none of us know what life holds down the road. So the gentleman had a right to work, to be responsible for your home. The wife should still keep a job, because she don't know if something down the road may happen to her husband. In terms of sickness, a loss of limb, all these things we've got to look at. When you look back at life, look at a picture with you from a baby, and look at you now. And see how the drastic changes that you have made from a baby to the age you are now. That is how life goes. The same way that I go, family life go the same way.
All right, sir.
Yeah, well said, well said.
Thank you very much.
You don't know the future, you don't know what will happen.
Mm.
So sometimes but then again, we only for the outside looking in.
True.
And the man, you don't know how the man set up the insurance policies and
all that, yeah.
If the workers appear, if he lost a limb, the insurance money should make that thing fall back in line. If he gets sick, he got medical insurance, he got this, he got his gratuity, he got all kind of money. He might be, but the man so good with money that it don't make no big set of difference if he's continue working or not. We don't know. But I get his point.
Right. All right, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Another nice evening.
Another nice evening, man. Another nice evening.
Yeah. So, all right, people. Thank you very much.
Wait, the moon still shining. PC rooms.
Yes.
Yes.
I'll hear full moony, Ken.
How about you, full moony? Queen.
Yeah, I get it.
Man, go and get some Merlot.
I don't know for money or half money. Anyway, it has been a pleasure. Hopefully, we are back here again next week. Take care. I'm gone. I got a lot of moon.
My good love, man. All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay. Right. Good.
Bobby.